Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Fadri Qira'at al-Qur'ani, the chapter on the recitation of Qur'an. We're going through many ahadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought with regards to the virtues of making tilawat of Qur'an. Just to recap, we explained tilawat of Qur'an means to read the Qur'an Sharif together with moving the lips. In other words, the person not just staring at the words, reading with his eyes, he's moving the lips. And also there is an element of trying to make khatam of Quran. In other words, the person is reading with the intention that I want to start from one side and finish off the end of the Quran. So I want to make tilawat of the Quran. So these two things are important. Sometimes you find a person just looking at the Quran Sharif and not even moving his lips. So those won't be regarded as tilawat of Quran. The other thing that comes to mind is that when it comes to the alat, when it comes to the instruments used for reciting Quran, ulama explained that try and keep it to that book, the original form, the original Quran Sharif, where there's respect that's being shown to it, it's being closed nicely, person can kiss it, he can put it high up on the shelf, he can look after it. It gives Quran that extra special respect that it deserves. Yes, you can, person can read on the cell phone, he can read on the iPad and some tablet. But those things are used for many, many different things. In fact, you don't even feel like kissing it, putting it high up out of respect. Because it's got so many other applications on it. The person can browse the news, browse the internet, sometimes pictures of women come up there. So there's so many wrong things that take place on the other application. So if it's absolutely not necessary, in other words, the person is not traveling somewhere and he doesn't have a Quran, he needs to see that what these words are. I got stuck in Surah Yasin, and he's got no other place to read, then it'd be an exception. But just as a rule, for a person to degrade Quran Sharif by reading it on instruments that are used for other purposes, this is not something that is encouraged at all. In fact, our Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, he'd say that we don't use a lota, lota means a toilet jug, we don't use it on the table for drinking water. Although it can be used for drinking water, nobody says you can't use it for drinking, but nobody uses it because it's got another purpose, and that purpose is a low purpose. So it's got a low purpose, we don't use it for a high purpose, drinking water on the table, on the dasturkhan. She says like that, when something else is used for a lower purpose, we don't use it for a noble and high purpose to read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif deserves its exclusivity. It's the exclusive word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we use an exclusive book to read it from. We give it a high level of respect, cover it, dust it, put it neatly, keep it, ensure that it's kept well. Otherwise we read on anything else that we take to the toilet with us sometimes, or sometimes we just leave it lying lower than us. So to a certain extent, the respect of Quran Sharif is compromised. So there's just one point that is coming to mind. Today's hadith, an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna alladhi laysa fi jufihi shay'un min al-Qur'ani kal bayt al-kharib. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who has nothing of Qur'an in his bosom is like a deserted home. Person who doesn't have anything of Quran, when a person goes into a deserted home, a home that is just abandoned, like what we'll call a haunted house, he feels so uncomfortable there, he feels uneasy there, he doesn't want to stay there. There's no sign of any type of inhabitation in that home. The person doesn't like to go in that home. So like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving an example that that person who doesn't have any part of Quran Sharif in his heart is like this, a deserted home. So therefore we should ensure, I mean, none of us like that our homes be deserted. Sometimes we want to put plants there, sometimes we put flowers there, sometimes we want to make it look neat, we have some furniture there, we have a bed there, we like our houses to look nice. We also ensure that our inside looks nice. One is the outside looking nice and one is the inside looking nice. We should also want that our inside be decorated, our inside be filled, our inside be inhabited. So the way to do it is to ensure we have some portion of Quran in our heart. Even if it is some small surahs, some small ayat of the Quran, Surah Yasin, a person knows, or he knows the last few surahs, he knows all the quls, he knows Surah Fatiha, so he knows some part of Quran, at least he'll ensure that he gets saved from this hadith that is warning us that that person who doesn't have any part of Quran Sharif in his house is like a deserted home. In fact, we must think of it like that. If I walk into my house and I've got nothing there, I got no windows, I got no doors, the house is completely deserted, how will it feel, how will it look? So like that, I don't want to come on a day of Qiyamah when my inside is completely deserted. I want to have something that looks nice. So so that when I present myself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I also appear nice in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi explains that he says, I once saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a dream, and I asked Allah ta'ala, what is the best way to getting your closeness? What is the best way to getting your nearness? So the reply that I've got is by the recitation of Quran. Reciting Quran is the best way to get close to Allah ta'ala. Easiest way, best way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by the recitation of Quran Sharif. So he asked a second question. His question he asked, recitation with understanding the meaning or without understanding? In other words, just going through without focusing on the meaning or without focusing. So the reply that was given to him, that with understanding or without, tilawat of Quran is still the best way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us a beautiful kitab. Let us take out some time every day to recite it and read it. And we shouldn't feel shy at home, in our homes. If we can read even a little bit loud, sometimes a person is feeling shy, that my tajweed is not good, I may make my some mistakes. Don't worry. Nobody will laugh at us, inshallah. We must take it, make it a point of reading a little bit loud, so the words also spread in that home, the barakah spread in that home, and also we will get more used to the idea of reciting Quran by reciting a little bit loudly when we are reciting Quran. First we will feel a little bit shy, but it will become part of our routine to recite every day Quran Sharif with a little bit of audibility in our homes. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.